Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בחיקר.
Hello, we're reading from the social writings of Rabash, page 9, Purpose of Society 1. You can also download the essay from our website, and you can ask questions through kab.tv. Again, Rabash, social writings, page 9, the Purpose of Society 1.
We study the wisdom of Kabbalah from the system of reality, which is entirely the final act, is the initial thought. A kli, a vessel, was made by the upper light, created by the power of bestowal, and this kli is opposite. It is the power of reception. The power of bestowal creates this kli, something out of nothing, and fills it, meaning gives it pleasure. And this kli, this will to receive, is entirely under the governance of the light. And the purpose is for this kli to come to a state where it is supposedly governing the light, rather than the light governing it. My sons have defeated me. That's what will happen. Meaning that they'll come to the complete equivalence of form. This is very complicated and also hard to understand. And therefore, we come to this through a great many actions which go over this will to receive, and by which it is gradually corrected to being like the light which created it, which comes fully according to his attainment. It becomes fully like the light in attainment and understanding and power and everything. This means that the creator wants the created being to be as he is, to govern him as it seems to the created being, that the light of the creator governs the created being. And to come to these states, we can only come by stages, gradually. The same way we want our children to be greater than us. And this comes from this plan of creation, by which the created being comes to a greater size or magnitude than the creator, not by the creator lifting the created being up in its arms, but rather by the created being becoming powerful, understanding, and insightful like its emanator. And therefore, this correction is a gradual one, which happens to the created being. To begin with, the created being is established like these spiritual systems from the thought of creation, which cascade down throughout the spiritual ladder. They descend, as Baal Sulam writes in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. They come to him through the systems and down to this world. And here the light and the vessel take on the form of a corporeal body and the way it lives. And from here we begin to return through the inanimate plant, animal, the degree of human speaking begins to develop. And to these higher degrees, as I said, the purpose of creation is that we must come to complete equivalence of form with the Creator. And this process has to be a gradual one, because the created being was created to begin with, compatible to the light, matching the light, which created it through four phases, by which the light creates the created being in Havaya, four stages, four degrees, and then the created being also has to equate itself with the light in four degrees, from below upwards, from Malchut to Keter. And in this, there are certain processes. First of all, we develop as human beings in this world, And then comes the stage of the revelation of the Creator within the created being for the first time, which is in Adam HaRishon. Adam. Adam HaRishon is a system. It happens in Adam. And later on, throughout the 20 generations from Adam, through his students to Avraham, and in Avraham something special happened. 10 generations from Adam through to Noach are 10 generations supposedly from below upwards, from upwards to downwards rather, and then on the 10 generations are from below upwards. And these are all kinds of processes. And Adam, Avraham is the first person who receives a clear understanding that this correction needs to be a gradual process throughout the whole of humanity. In all of humanity of back then, which is Babel, gradually. And therefore he gives this clarion call, whoever is for the Lord, come to me. And he gathers people from all of Babel, as if he takes the cream of the crop from the population of Babel, the 70 nations of the world, which will, well, later on they spread throughout the world. And he assembles the group, which is made up of representatives of the 70 nations of the world, and they come to love thy friend as thyself. In that, well, there is no connection between them. They belong to all these little nations which back then filled Babel. And there was no connection between them. Well, to a small extent, yes. There was, but in general, just a simple, friendly kind of relations. Single words, as it is said, as it is written. It was a primitive kind of connection. They lived well and had this corporeal kind of friendship, fellowship. And then, when the Tower of Babel erupted between them, unfounded hatred, then Avraham called above this unfounded hatred, above the Tower of Babel, let's say, he called them, saying that we need to connect, and whoever feels that this is true, that there is no other choice, come to me. And then, of all these little nations, people gathered unto him. Meaning, for the first time, we see here that the correction is gradual. First of all, he calls these people who are ripe, of the ready, from the 17 nations of the world, and they erect this, they establish a group of pioneers, which will facilitate this correction, and they truly did that, and they came to the summit of the connection, the peak of the connection, which is called the First Temple. This is their great spiritual connection, and then there was a shattering, and they dispersed throughout the nations of the world, meaning this Babel, which meanwhile covered the whole face of the planet. And there is a process of integration. As is written, the sons of Israel did not go out to exile, but only to gather unto them the souls of the nations, meaning to give the nations of the world this concept of the correction. We don't see how this was done. It's subterranean, so to speak. And a gradual spiritual development thus comes to the world throughout these 2,000 years. And as far as the Kabbalists are concerned, this ended at the times of the Ari, and even more so our times, as the Kabbalists say, and according to the way we understand that this is so. And when we begin upon this, start upon the same task, this same mission to publish this knowledge in the current Bavel, regarding the necessary correction, the mandatory correction which has to come over this Babylonian crisis which happens in our days, then when all those who awaken by our clarion call come to us, that's what we try to do according to the example of Avraham, our patriarch. And again, the correction is gradual, as Baal Sulam writes at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. But the main correction is in the tens, in even smaller groups, which we assemble from all these people who feel that his heart is concerned within him. And so the main thing for us is to do this in smaller societies, smaller groups, and then it spreads out to greater audiences. I wouldn't want to delve into this too much, but we'll study it and we'll add then. I just wanted, prior to embarking upon this study of the purpose of the society, I'd like you to just depict this simple image. Each and every one of you, each and every one needs to see that before him there is a barrier, an obstruction, and he can pass it and enter the house of the Lord, the hall of the King, the spiritual ladder, where there are further degrees. But this is the one soul teaches him how to walk this path. But the first stage, which is the most important and most difficult, namely to enter this ladder, is such that I need to gather forces from 9 other friends. If even one is missing, I can't reach, I can't jump above this wall that stands before me, separating me from the house of the Lord. So how do I depict to myself that I receive the forces from my 9 friends which I require? Without recruiting these forces, I'm completely hopeless. I have 0 hope. So please, this is the first question. First of all, how do I depict to myself a state where I have absolutely no power to achieve spirituality if I'm alone? And how do I depict to myself that all of the forces, the powers from all of my friends, I must accumulate within me, gather, and only by this connection of all of these powers, these forces within me, the correct connection, all of these powers, when they accumulate within me, I'll be able to jump over this wall which separates this world of mine and the spiritual world, the hall, the house of the Lord. Please.
We've gone for many years, many attempts by each one of us to do this kind of action by himself. Each time we came back to sitting together, staying in the same status, each time we have this kind of progress, that kind of progress, some discernments, but we always came back to the same point. And a change will come when each one of us will feel differently regarding everyone. He will realize that their lives depend on him. And from here, he will come closer and draw forces from the 10 in order to carry out the first action, which is truly for your sake.
Yes, it's not a simple change to make, where I recognize the nothingness of my own power, because what do I have other than my own power? So the Kabbalists say that you don't have the power, and you yourself eventually see this as well. But there is this matter here of being impressed by the society, gathering powers from them, to be impressed such that only this connection, this impression from the friends can give you the required strength.
The will to receive doesn't want to hear these things. And to the contrary, the more we advance, it seems as though we're doing things, we're attaining, but actually, until we really comprehend that we don't attain anything, that in spirituality we are not advancing, and it's all externality, and we don't hear the most important thing, that the goal is connection, and through connection to reach the revelation of the Creator.
Yes, before we began to work in the tents, in an intensive manner, everything seemed nice and simple. Love your friend as yourself, the reforming light, we're all together, the Creator together, everything's great. So apparently we did something good, and this little flashlight lit up reality, put these 9 friends in front of you, and then it was disclosed that there really is a wall which separates between you and the friends. It's a wall within you, and it needs to be shattered. And when you try it alone, you find that you don't have the strength for this. And so you need to return, come back to the light, to ask its help, to ask it for help. As it revealed this wall to us, it needs to help us destroy it.
Without a doubt, the more we advance on the path, and especially since we started gathering in this form of tents and in these workshops, we feel that there's a much greater coping that the friends have to do. I don't know if we can imagine the state where we jump. We simply have to feel that there's no way out. Maybe if we imagine it, it helps us advance through that state somehow.
We need to collect all of the words of the friends right now, to gather them into one place, to ask the upper force to dwell in this effort that we're making now to gather and to be revealed in the connection between us.
Yes, to enter a state of a request from the upper force, that we are in a system, but we don't recognize it. But together we try to unite and to ask to change and to work as we should work in spirituality.
The work outside of me, it's a work that is not done with my regular fuel, which is what do I receive, but rather what can I give of myself and to connect to what the Creator sends to me, which appears to me as external to me.
Rav, we call that I need support from the friends, support from the group, but that's not what I said. I said that I have to draw their forces, their yearning, towards the goal, so that I will have all of these 10 forces. I actually am speaking in this egoistic manner, right? So that I need to have these 10 forces that I take from each one of them, then I will be capable of jumping over the wall and entering the Garden of Eden. How do I get from all of them, from all of these friends, friends or not friends, it doesn't matter, how do I get from all of them forces so that I will have one great force? By which actions can I draw from them their yearning for spirituality? So that all of the sparks in them will connect in me. And this is how it should be in each and every one. There's no problem. The light can shine to everyone and it won't be lacking. So, how do I accumulate these sparks from everyone? These forces, these yearnings towards the goal. And then I will have sufficient power to enter the first spiritual degree. For the second spiritual degree, again, I will have to get from them even greater forces on top of even greater rejections and problems, etc. Just like the students of Rabbi Shimon, if the example we know, in order to go to another degree over another obstacle. By which actions do I gather all of these forces and yearnings for spirituality from the friends? Please.
I think that the action, on one hand, is truly to collect, but on the other hand, it is to help each and every friend to collect, meaning to generate pressure on one, on each other, so that each one feels the necessity of this action. Not necessity, just that it's mandatory. Everyone is pushed into a corner and must perform this action. And perhaps this is, practically speaking, called avut between us. And each one just helps forces and helps each friend to come out of himself.
There's an exercise Rav gave a few days ago that a person should imagine that he's being filled up with the deficiencies of the friends, with their yearnings. And another time he comes out to them and he supports them and he's in them. Only then, and by this action, the Creator can come in.
True. In our path, there's always such work where in order to advance even 1 millimeter, we have to go above reason, above the state you're in right now. And this 1 degree, this 1 millimeter above, is always contradictory to your own rationale, and intellect, and emotion. You always need to get power and confidence from the friends who, by their persistence and joy, the joy in this work, they give you the feeling that we're able to go this 1 inch above our reason.
You can't get anything from the friends and in general if you don't make some room in yourself. So that word that we repeat a lot is annulment. A person should try to annul towards the friends, Rav, the group, the books, and to try to get something from them. From himself, he will always be blocked.
In order to get forces from the friends, I have to see them as great. What helps me see the friends as great, beyond all of the actions which the great friends perform, which evokes jealousy, envy in me, is to imagine that they're all part of me, projections of myself. They're parts of me. They have to be greater than me. And this gap is then formed where I want to invite the Creator to help me feel, because I want to see them as parts of me, and I love myself dearly, as we say. So I have to love them to the same extent, or something like that.
To demand, to cry out to the Creator that He will give me the power to annul it, to see the friends who are big, great Kabbalists.
Kabbalists, as friends, I need just to awake into that reality, and to awake into that reality means, well, it requires me to put them deeper in my heart, to have a greater connection with them. On every degree of mine, I have to feel them as more important to me as my spiritual investment.
Rav, when we speak of the correction and say it should be gradual, right, that it is impossible at once to correct the entire kli, but only gradually, how does this form of gradual correction exist in that we are incorporated in each other, that each one has to take forces from the 10, well, from the 9 others with him, and then he can correct himself, right? So I can't work with my ego, and when I get forces from the 9 friends, and I yearn with their forces on top of my ego that I stump over it and trample it, and with their forces specifically I yearn for the Creator, by that I create the Kli, Malchut, that's me, the first 9, that's them, and then I reach a request from the Creator, contact with the Creator. How does this style of correction explain to us the gradual correction of the entire kli? I'm trying to depict to you some clear images, facts that will simply persuade you that this is how we have to work. There's no choice. That the hitkalilut, the integration, is a must. How do I build my partsuf so that my first 9 are how I'm included in the friends, their powers, their tendencies towards the goal, and I, the egoist, just restrict myself, my ego, and my whole inclination towards the goal is actually only sufficient to connect to myself the friends' yearnings, but those yearnings become my first 9, my spiritual qualities in which I attain the Creator. This means that, in truth, my soul is outside of me, it's in the friends. And I only have the power to restrict my ego and to integrate with them, to subjugate myself towards them. Is this form clear? So now the question is, what's in it is the gradual correction that we have to carry out bit by bit, gradually, until we reach the complete correction. Speak together. And at max, think about the fact that there is a reforming light. Let's go.
Okay, so let's perhaps begin with this direction. We say that the 10 is the Achap of the upper one, and everything we need is to integrate in it. And what it ascends, we ascend gradually.
And therefore, the wall that is separating me from the Creator is actually my whole life, which are defined within my desire, and you are the representatives of the Creator who are outside of me. So the action is to replace all of my livelihood, my definition of life, which I feel with inside my desire, with the filling up your yearnings and desires. It's not that I pass with you. I stay, and the wall that is revealed is now, well, it's beyond that wall called my life. There is new life which is revealed called the Creator.
I had this image of between the zero state, which is a complete egoist, to the last state where there's only the power of bestowal in existence and there's a concern for the whole world and everything is connected into one, Kli and light connecting to one. There are many stages, 125 at least. And between every stage, there's this form that you have to fill, like a clearance form when you get released from army. Did you care for Gershon? Did you care for Sasha? Did you care for the friends to this or that extent? And then you have these, when you get these nine signatures, you can rise to the next degree.
You start feeling the friends, the desires that now are felt by you as something foreign, as something that doesn't belong to you. You start feeling them as yours. You start feeling that nobody has any personal problem, rather it all belongs to you, it's all connected to you.
You want to feel it that way. You want to start to relate to it like that. There's no other choice. I've spoke of it being gradual, and I think the friends are part of me, and I must begin to develop sensitivity to their inclinations to connection and the Creator. They're parts of me. Otherwise, I won't be able to do anything. And slowly, and supposedly gradually, we develop a sensitivity to the friends who are next to us and gradually to the whole world to identify the inclinations towards connection there.
What is the gradualness in? It has to be like a Kli, ten Sefirot. We, each one of us from below.
Rav, before me are nine friends. And we begin to integrate. Each one discovers his measure of resistance, objection, and his measure of necessity. Both the will to receive and something which will be the will to bestow in the future. They're integrated together. They acquire the first degree, attain it, and within each and every one, a greater avyut, a greater thickness, a greater corporeal desire awakens, meaning in order to receive, that is called gashmi, corporeal. It may be spiritual, but in order to receive. And also a yearning, which we work on all together. And again, the goal of each one is to collect from everyone his first nine and to restrict his own will to receive, and so to build another partsuf. In each and every degree, the will to receive grows, right? Becomes bigger, enlarged, and accordingly, we develop the will to bestow and incorporate in the will to bestow, everyone, all the friends, and the will to receive, we restrict, and over them, over the smalchut, we build the first nine. And this is the way. So, in effect, that's how we, in this ten, advance through to the end of correction. The difference is that each time the will to receive grows in everyone, and we need to integrate, incorporate with the will to bestow of the others, the first nine, and thus we advance. This is the gradual correction which we have to undergo. And therefore, when I see before me my ten, I need to see that this is the Kli, this is the vessel, which from here through to the end of correction, and even after that, this Kli remains for me to use in relation to the Creator, in respect to the Creator. From it, I act towards the Creator. Please discuss it. Or in another way, what is the purpose of society, of the society? Please.
The purpose of society is to enable each and every one to build a spiritual kli outside of himself, instead of in the egoistic kli, to start building a kli which is right ahead of him, before him, in the ninth sefirot the Creator sends him.
Yes, and this spiritual kli, it's not just a spiritual kli, it's a spiritual kli which we make according to the way the Kabbalists teach us, not according to our own reasoning, but truly according to the next degree.
And each time the coarseness grows, I find myself again in prison behind very high walls. And I can't get out of this prison. I cannot get out of it. And what does exist is that there's some opening where if I exchange my life in the form of life, it cannot be done through human force, but only by turning to the Creator.
There is something on this path which is very special. In spirituality, only advancement is taken into account. If yesterday, regardless of whatever state you are, if you're in the same state today, this is like death. And how is advancement facilitated? In the connection between us, always the next degree of connection is revealed to us, and we have to have this great sorrow that we're not there.
Rav, my question was, how can we establish to ourselves, imagine the letter, which is that same hand that each time receives the burdening of the heart, and each time it works on each one integrating with the others, and that way they climb the ladder, right? It's a gradual correction. I keep talking about it. How do we depict ourselves that we are in this process, please?
The beginning is to feel that you're in a prison, that you need a ladder in order to escape it. If you feel that, without that, there is nothing to begin, to start from.
I feel it specifically in the reciprocity, in our mutual work. Sometimes each one goes through personal states, but in practice, the way we revive each other, the way we bring each other out of this state, and from the awareness, this is how it is, that's life, where each one goes through his own states. However, we have a common goal, and each one simply saves the other each time in order to transcend and rise to the next degree.
Yes, we gather here together, all of us, always and in many kinds of ways, and we always want to realize all these ideas that we hear, these good ideas of love between us and connection. And with this work we do together towards one another, we discover the oviut, which is constantly being revealed, the objections, the gap, and again, the power we generate, by that we ascend and connect another degree in another.
In general, Kabbalists tell us that your soul is in the ten. You need to recognize this state so that your ego will stay in prison, and the door out of prison is your friends. And to ask to be in that, towards the friends, to ask for the force that will help us in that.
To peel more of the layers of the desire which resists the connection with the friends, and to identify qualities in them which I adopt without using my ego as criticism.
Rab, how does the wall become the masach, screen? That's it, I ask you a question. What are you looking at me for?
Perhaps the wall which is revealed, which Shai also spoke about now, symbolizes the place of the correction, where we ask for help for the correction of our relationships.
It's beyond symbolizing. This is the place of correction. And we must be aware of that.
It's like turning a plus into a minus. If the wall is like a state where I don't want to come out of myself, I don't want to give, then a masach, a screen, is where I don't want to receive for myself. You just need to undergo a small psychological change and how to use that boundary.
Yes, this wall that now seemingly we can't get out of ourselves, we cannot bestow, that's our salvation. Because practically, if you want to do such a thing, it will be in order to receive. This is exactly the place, like Itai said, it's the place of work. And here it shows you that you cannot do it. Why? Because actually, practically, you are in order to receive. That's practically.
And so if I don't feel this wall every moment, it's a sign that I don't want to escape this prison. So this is the first examination. And also, I can't cope with this wall because it's unpleasant. When we discover it, it's not pleasant. So without a request for help from the light,
there has to be the greatness of the Creator in this story. The wall always has justifications. It's always right, correct. The resistance is always very much kind of based on fact. And you must have the greatness of the Creator, must have the purpose between us, so that we'll be able to accelerate. That's how we started. That's our necessity, the greatness of the Creator.
Love. So, right now, each one gives a small speech, a short speech, about how much he needs the friends in order to integrate with them, and specifically with this integration. What does he extract from this integration in order to achieve the revelation of the Creator? Each one gives a speech of 15 seconds, even less. Please.
I feel imprisoned within my thoughts, within my desires, within my ego, within the will to receive, and I feel that I must have a concrete force, not some hidden creator, but some concrete force that I get from you in order to get out.
And the emergence from myself is an emergence towards you. There is nothing other than your desires, your yearnings, which I want to feel as my own.
And all that I lack practically is just some small path, you know, to help each one of us to come out. I truly feel that we're all doing this effort. However, there's this little kind of final padding in order to be able to do it.
Take me and just make of me what you will. Me, I don't want to live inside myself any longer.
I'm relying on you, trusting you. Even it's beyond trusting you. I am depositing who I can be spiritually in your hands.
You're parts of my soul. I know that I need to live for you. I know that I need to use my whole life for your sake. And I really need the power to do this.
Yes, for thousands of years we've been praying and asking, but each one is asking for himself and in a different direction. And now an opportunity has opened up for us to connect all of these vectors into a single direction and to ask one common request together. And there lies our good future.
And I expect that from these requests, nothing will be left in me, any fulfillment, but rather that the answer for these requests will be for you.
because the collection of these motivations that move us is only the true altruistic motivation, which is a motivation that does not exist in me, an attitude to reality that does not exist in me. And only from there I can start generating the new I. We're going to be reading in the Social Writings, page 9, The Purpose of Society, 1. Again, reading from the Rabash Social Writings, page 9, The Purpose of Society, 1. We have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of men and not remain as a beast. As our sages said about the verse, "And you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are men." And Rashbi said, "You are called men, and idol worshippers are not called men." To understand man's merit, we shall now bring a verse from our sages about the verse, "The end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole of men." And the Gemara asks, "What is 'for this is the whole of men'?" Rabbi Elazar said, "The Creator said, 'The whole world was created only for that.' This means that the whole world was created for the fear of God. Yet, we need to understand what is the fear of God, being the reason for which the world was created. From all the words of our sages, we learn that the reason for creation was to benefit His creations. This means that the Creator wished to delight the created beings so that they would feel happy in the world. And here, our sages said about the verse, 'For this is the whole of men,' that the reason for creation was the fear of God. But according to what is explained in the essay Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, the reason why the created beings are not receiving the delight and pleasure, even though that was the reason for creation, is the disparity of form between the Creator and the created beings. The Creator is the giver, and the created beings are the receivers. However, there is a rule that the branches are similar to the root from which the branches were born. And since there is no reception in our root, since the Creator is in no way deficient and needs nothing to satisfy His want, man feels unpleasantness when he needs to be a receiver. This is why every person is ashamed to eat the bread of shame. And to correct that, the world had to be created. Olam, world, means he'alem, concealment, so that the delight and pleasure must be concealed. Why is it so? The answer is for fear. In other words, it is so that man would fear using his vessels of reception called self-love. This means that one should deny himself from receiving pleasures because one craves them, and should have the strength to prevail over the craving, the object of one's desire. Instead, one should receive pleasures that bring contentment to the Creator. This means that the created being will want to bestow upon the Creator and will have fear of the Creator, of receiving for oneself. Since reception of pleasure, when one receives for one's own benefit, removes him from cleaving to the Creator. Therefore, when a person performs one of the mitzvot, commandments of the Creator, one should aim that this mitzvah will bring him pure thoughts, that he will want to bestow upon the Creator by keeping God's mitzvot. It is, as our sages said, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia says, the Creator wanted to cleanse Israel Hence he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. And this is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be by revoking one's self. Thus, on one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, we should be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for divinity to be among us. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, however, we have the desire to achieve it. And this, too, should be appreciated by us. Even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal.
What, Niv, you're making a face? Questions? Nothing to ask? Yes.
There's a lot. I simply noticed that none of the guests is putting up his hand in the air, so... I hear from the text that equality in the society is very important and that everyone must be on equal on some level.
What does it mean, equal? I don't know.
Equal, it means that nobody stands out egoistically.
Well, I don't know. It may be. I don't know. We need to check. If no one stands out in an egoistic manner, it still doesn't say anything. There's a group of thugs, criminals, who are connected. There's mutual responsibility between them, arvut, mutual responsibility, and even mutual love, you know, right? And equality, of course.
What I'm trying to ask is, I don't feel equal with the friends. There are friends here who has been on a path for many years, and I feel smaller than them. On the other hand, there are friends where my ego is confusing me, and I think that I'm greater than them. So, the other part, maybe we can erase that, ignore it, but in the first part, I don't want to be equal with the ones that I'm smaller than them, that they are greater than me, because I want to receive from them what they received from Rav, from the books. So how, in a society that is trying to maintain this value of equality, how do I, on the one hand, be in what Rabash writes, and on the other hand, not lose what you can get from friends who have been in it for many years and they attained all kinds of things already?
Shuv. Again, I don't look at the bodies. In each one of them, there is a passion for the goal. With these passions, I need to connect. And it may be that he's new in the society, or perhaps a veteran, with a great desire, or so it seems to me, or a smaller desire. How can I see a difference, even? But I want to collect all of these desires. That is important to me. And therefore, that is how I look at them. I don't look at their egos. The ego, of course, exists in each one, and it erupts more or less. Each time, they occupy all kinds of states. But I want to always be impressed by their desire to attain the goal. This is what I when I reap the harvest, gather the harvest, that's what I need to do, to get this from them. And I can receive this on the condition that I see them as great and me, myself, as small. And that is all of the work. There's nothing more. The moment I've collected from them through surrender, connection, never mind how, but as soon as I collected this impression from them, their passions, and this impression is in me to some extent, with this impression I begin to get some contact with the Creator, connection with the Creator. Because this impression comes through my subjugation towards them, surrender to them, and it's an impression from them, meaning it's not my own, not from my own will to receive, but it comes about through me surrendering, subduing myself, and then receiving this impression from the will to bestow. And then with this integrated, this shared impression, I can come to contact with the Creator. This is what I see in the friends, primarily. In a simple, egoistic manner, yes, there's no in order to bestow here yet or anything. You want to achieve the goal, it's important for you. You weigh things like that, egoistically. It's, if it's important, you surrender, you subdue yourself, you get from them, you're impressed by them, and so on, as we do in the study, wherever we study, I'm impressed by one who is greater than me, and so I learn from him. These are actions which are easily understood by us. Yes.
A question from Colombia, from the Ten on Duty. They say the following: in the gradual process of correction, how can we feel the difference between the degrees? Is it even possible to feel the next degree before we reach it?
According to the resistance towards the friends, towards the environment and integration with them, this is the wall. It's not that there is an actual wall in front of you. The wall is in your hearts, between you and the others. And that's it. Yes, Trans.
Rav, אפשר לצייר,
Rav, can you draw how the obviut, the coarseness, if we integrate together, the coarseness grows?
No, no. The coarseness in each and every one is present in each and every one. I need to integrate with the others by subduing myself with my own coarseness. I do not receive coarseness from others. This is a different kind of integration. The main thing, now we're talking about only about how we integrate with our impressions from one another. The importance of divinity. All right?
We're talking only about that?
Yes.
Okay.
The importance of the goal.
How to integrate together.
Each one wants to integrate with the others, and this brings us to advancing together. It's not the same work, but we're coming near. At least in that I understand the use, the benefit of these friends. I don't reject them. I feel that I constantly need to collect from them a spiritual impression. They're my nine sefirot. Through them, I reach the Creator. Within them, within the impression which I receive from them, I discover, I reveal the Creator.
But what do I do individually? Individually. We are sitting.
You surrender to them, and through that, you receive an impression of the importance of the goal from them. You see it in each and every one, the extent to which he invests, the extent to which he concedes, the extent to which he gives, how willing he is, this is an impression of the greatness of the goal. You're jealous of him in that. By that, you purchase, you buy his impression. And when you receive this impression from everyone, this is enough for you in order to jump over the wall.
If I get an equivalence from the friends, equality from with the friends, if I get it from the friends, this is considered that I'm integrating?
If you are integrating in the friends' impressions, you are included in them, you're getting their impression. That's it. So you're in them. It's not yet the entire integration we have to attain, but it's already giving you some formation of the right integration regarding the Creator. And from that, you can address.
How come a person has an impression as though he's outside of the circle?
He really is outside the circle. He is really outside the circle. Nine friends are before him. He's alone, and they are nine. That's true. And he has to subjugate himself in order to get the impression from everyone. And this impression is, this integration gives him his neshama, his soul, his kli, as much as he annuls himself in order to integrate in them, to appreciate them, to see them as great ones. Accordingly, he is incorporated in them, and he has the first nine. What is his malchut? It's not just simple will to receive. To the extent that he subjugates himself with his ego, with his will to receive, in order to get the impression from them, he's building his malchut regarding the first nine.
Et chacun fait des efforts, mais à un certain moment, on a l'impression que nous on parle avec notre cerveau.
For example, when we have a workshop, each one is making great efforts, but at some stage, it starts seeming to you that each one is talking out of his own logic.
Okay.
I don't feel that I'm talking out of my heart, and I keep integrating with the friends.
I see the friends the way I see them. That's the way the Creator is presenting this whole matter. I don't see anyone. The Creator is the one who's giving me this salad. I see the friends. One is laughing, the other is sleeping, the third one is speaking nonsense. This one, that way, this way. I'm subjugating myself to get the impression from them. That's it. I'm preparing myself before I come to the 10. When each one comes, he woke up in the morning. He came over, not in the morning, in the middle of the night. He came over. He's here for hours. Then he goes to work. He invests his life into it.
I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about the friends. I'm talking about myself. I identify that I'm talking from my intellect, that I cannot be integrated with my friends.
That's also from the Creator. What do you think? That's you. You're feeling yourself. You feel what the Creator wants you to feel. You think what the Creator wants you to what He lets you think. It's not you. Who are you at all? A piece of box or protein. That's it. And you have to make the calculation about this. You're only given one thought, that it comes from the upper force. That thought is what you have to develop. And from it, that's your spark. And from it, you have to build the right relation to reality and to the Creator.
So how do I examine myself that I'm working correctly according to the same rules?
To the extent that you're saying that there's no one else besides him, and to the extent that you're working with the friends in this correct way, that they are your force to communicate with there's no one else besides him. But I'm not going to let you ask during the Congress, so don't come closer to the microphone. Come on, Tzvika, you wanted to... I won't let Tzvika in the Congress as well.
I never ask you in Congress. I was asked, why don't you ask? I don't want to ask.
Yeah, because you're afraid to shame yourself.
Yeah, to shame myself. Rabbah says that the Creator wanted to delight His creatures so that they will feel happy in the world.
Yes.
You know what?
I'm happy anyway, right?
And then I see the next sentence and it really bothers me. But according to what is explained in Matan Torah, where it says that the reason why the creatures don't receive the good and the pleasure, why don't they receive it? Because this is the reason of the purpose of creation, but there is the disparity formed between the Creator and the friends. And I see how much friends are making efforts.
No, I don't want to go into that.
The Creator wants the creatures to be happy, but on the other hand, He says, first, reach an equivalence of form with the Creator, and then you will be happy.
Yeah, you're talking like a child.
Yes, I am a little child.
A child wants something, and he's told, you'll grow up, you'll become wiser, you'll understand, you'll feel, you'll also work, you're going to have money. And then you'll buy a plane ticket and fly to wherever. Right? It's not now. You're coming to me with this complaint. You don't have the kelim, the vessels to attain the truth. That's it. That's what we're working on. All your complaints are good, but what's the result of it? This is the meaning of a fool sitting with his arms crossed, eating his own flesh. So stop eating your flesh and stop being a fool. Start collecting impressions from the friends, and they'll give you the force to jump above the wall, the first degree. That's it. That's what we need to do. What else can you do? I'm telling you, it's possible. Mister, if I can do it, you can also do it.
I didn't say I can't do it. But
so, pay. What can you do? You have to pay for everything in your life.
Pay what?
Pay with a screen. Okay, that's it. We're through. Oh, the guest started asking. That's better.
Hello, Rav. I'm Arseny from Moscow. If you see every friend separately as great, then you are inspired from every friend individually. But how to be inspired from the connection between those giants ones in the contradictions being revealed?
It's good that contradictions are revealed and problems and opposites, and I don't see anything special in them at all. Right, Gershon? What can I see in you? What is there to see in you? I have to be impressed of something. So I'm saying, before, you didn't hear me, before I even come to the group, as I wake up, I don't want to wake up. I imagine how much all these friends are more tired than I am. And nonetheless, they do come to the lesson. They're sitting and they're really trying. Later on during the day, how many actions of connection between themselves are doing. In the evening, they come to the Zohar lesson. Or yesterday, to the Yeshivat Chavarim. And they're working on the Congress now. So look how many things they're doing in their life. They have no other life. They just make some money for the family, and then they come to study. All the rest is nothing. That's it. That's their life. So, when I look at them, by that I'm impressed. This impression is something I'm afraid to lose. In it, I'm already... I already have this special relation to the purpose of creation. Look how many people and how much the people are impressed of it, and then that's their tendency. So I appreciate them. They give me the strength. That's one thing. Later, when we sit together, I try to see in each and every one his special tendency, his special force. How should I say it? that he's working, and this gives you strength. That's my first nine. By the impression I get from them, I reveal the Creator. Because that's my kli. Why? Because I annulled myself in order to appreciate them, to get the impression from them. That's the first nine. Against or upon my resistance. That's the way it works. That's the way you should always work. Are you from over there? Yes.
Dennis from Moscow is asking, how does the ideal group seem like according to Rabash?
Read all his articles and find there what you think sums things up. And that's it. That's the group. We talked about it 1,000 times. You want to ask? Yes.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Алексей из молодежной группы Питера. Такой вопрос. Что правильнее?
I'm Alexei from Peter. This is my question.
Что правильнее? Впечатляться самому?
What is more correct?
Впечатлить товарищей.
What is more important, to be inspired by myself or to be or to inspire friends?
Well, that's the next question. We didn't talk about it yet. I started with having no strength to attain the goal. Rather, I have to gather it from the nine friends, and then I'll have the strength, and then I can reach the goal. We only talked about this, about my duty to, how should I say, to inspire the friends. We didn't talk about that yet. That's the other side. We're going to have to talk about that as well. There are other manners we have to work, each of us. Regarding the impression, that's something I have to give. I have to also receive an impression. That's regarding the impression, the first nine. And regarding the malchut, how we restrict it, we set an example for others, and that's how we build the potzuf. It's all from the integration and the inspiration we give each other. Yes. That's it. Well, first the guests. Who else wants? No one? What? Okay, yeah, you're from the group. What?
A question from Colombia. Which kind of actions I can identify that they bring contentment to the Creator?
For sure, by these actions I give contentment to the group. What actions? Doesn't matter which. If I give contentment to the group, connect them, unite them, increase the, make them have a better mood, or give them some upliftment somehow, organize, even corporeally, I give them. Not even. This is very important to give corporeal support to them. All this really helps you advance towards the Creator. Personally, for this person, this is very important. Now, for instance, there is a Congress. The more you invest in it, that's very important for one's own personal advancement. I highly recommend you do not miss this special time. A corporeal investment each one can give, the number of calories you're putting into it, the time, the will, that's... It works this way.
Okay,
we're repeating the fact that that place, the coffee room, it's only for the women. Men have their coffee outside. Okay, that's something else. Oh, I didn't get that. Sorry. Yeah.
Hiro from Japan is asking, how can I see a friend who doesn't participate much in groups or group efforts as greater than me? I'm proudful compared to him. Hiro from Japan is asking, if I see a friend who participates in lessons and group activities less than me, it is hard for me to see him greater than me. So how can I work on my ego?
That's impossible. Maybe according to his corporeal, spiritual, health-wise, that's why he's behaving that way. So what? We have an example from the Bible. When a person comes one day a year to Jerusalem from his place where he used to live, Bar Bioma, that's his name.
And
until he, the time it took him to walk with his camels or donkeys to the temple in Jerusalem, he brought his maaser, and then he came back to his business. That was the time between the crops and all that, I don't know. So it took him until today. They talk about it, that his one day of study, because it took for the whole year, he was thinking about that day, how much he can give. So it's worth the entire study of someone else. So what am I trying to say? That if you would look at it in alien eyes, you'd say, what? One day a year he's studying, and you see the people here are studying day and night, going to all these places of Torah. And in our days, people are studying and studying. They don't want to go to work, only to study.
Ken.
Yes.
Alexander, единая виртуальная группа. Rav, подскажите, как правильно?
Alexander from the United Virtual Group. Give me an advice how to do the spiritual work correctly in the 10 with the first 9, with the 9 together, or first with one friend and then another friend.
Some people really first have a special connection with a few friends before they reach a connection with everyone. You have to reach a connection with everyone, because even the ones you can't be impressed of, specifically there, you may have the strongest force to leap. And so eventually you have to be in the group, mixed with everyone, impressed from everyone, and to discover, really dig into each and every one and find what diamonds this person has, yearning for the goal of creation so much. So try to see each and every one this way. But in the meantime, yes, you can do it with a few friends. If this is your first time in the 10, well, of course, you'll be attached to a certain person, one or another, someone who's more comfortable according to your character. That's natural. But eventually you have to be equally impressed of everyone. You see that it's the Creator. Don't forget about this. One sees that it's the Creator. He accepts it. He doesn't see it yet. Later he will see. But he accepts that this is what the Creator organized for him. In general, when we start seeing that it's the Creator organizing things in the family and also in the teacher and everything, you start establishing the different form of life that you have through this picture that's shown to you. You can connect to the one who established it.